Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins.
Oh boy, Gene Autry announcing the arrival of Santa. And you know, I was listening to a song with Tom Wilmoth just before the top of the hour, and I heard a scraping sound, and that told me that Santa's sleigh had made it to the top of Wisconsin Public Radio roof, and I know that he is ready and willing to take questions and take what our young people here in Wisconsin want for Christmas. Santa's been doing this for a long, long time, and I think I hear, yes, here he comes.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas,
gosh,
Santa. And
oh.
you brought Jingle. You're
brought
out.
Brought Jingle,
hi,
yeah.
Santa. Hi, Larry. Oh, it's so exciting to be here.
Well,
Jingle
really
needed a break from the workshop. It gets really tense this time of year.
I bet so. I said I heard this a little scraping on the roof, but I hope you missed our antennas and all of our electronics up there when you landed.
Oh, is that what that was? Oh. We brought some glue and some duct tape.
And
I think it'll be fine.
Good.
It'll be fine.
Well, I tell you what, we have so many youngsters online waiting to talk with you. I'm going to give the number in case somebody missed it. It's 800-642-1234, or you can email to talk at WPR.org. Are you ready for Christmas? Are all the gifts ready?
I think so. I don't know. Jingle, you know more about
what's
going on. Of
course we're ready. I wouldn't be able to leave if we weren't ready to go. Well, the sleigh was being loaded when we left. I mean,
okay.
Another sleigh. We took a different sleigh here.
Oh, you took the jet version?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We
We've have got a couple now.
We have to do that. Otherwise, the elves can't load the big sleigh.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the gifts. So we took the little sleigh, and that also gets us up here a little bit quicker, too.
It's probably more energy efficient, too.
Oh, yeah, very much. Yep. It's aerodynamic. Yep, yep. We had a designer from the Ferrari company help us with that. It was great.
Yeah, but still pulled by reindeer.
Of course. Yeah. No, they just helped us with the aerodynamic aspect of it. Yeah.
Well,
oh my gosh!
Well, I tell you what, I think we'll get right into it with the kids.
Yeah,
because there are so many people, youngsters waiting, and I don't know. You get to Fort Atkinson, don't you?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we get all over the world, and there are a number of children in Fort Atkinson. I wonder, could this be Ivy? Maybe.
I wonder if it could be Ivy. Let's find out.
Let's try.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Ivy?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping you would call. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
Good.
You enjoying winter so far? I see you have a little bit of snow down here, not quite as much as we have at the North Pole.
Yeah.
Were you pretty good this year? Oh, hesitation.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Hesitating.
Let me look. I can look on the naughty and nice list.
Okay.
Look it up.
I'm on my laptop again this year,
oh,
Larry.
My gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Here's Ivy. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you like for Christmas, Ivy?
Legos from the Friends.
Legos from what?
Like Friends Lego set.
Friends, oh,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
okay.
We got it.
I know we have Legos because every night when I get up to get a snack, I step on them, and oh, do they hurt.
Oh, sorry, Santa. Sorry.
Anything else?
Anything else, Ivy?
Not that I could think of.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
That's a great gift request. You have a great Christmas, okay?
You too.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Merry.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, all right. Nice. So from Fort Atkinson, we are going to go to Wausau, and there's an 8-year-old in Wausau who wants. I want to see if you can guess. There's an 8-year-old Wausau. What do you think?
This could be hard, Larry, because believe it or not, there's more than one 8-year-old in Wausau. But I'm going to go with Claire.
Wow, is that right? We'll see.
We'll see.
Is this Claire?
Yes.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Hi, Claire.
How you doing?
Christmas.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Were you pretty good this year?
Yes.
Yeah? On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put yourself on the good scale?
On 10.
You're at 10. Well, it doesn't get any better than that. All right. What's on your Christmas list?
I really want headphones and LED lights.
Yeah.
Oh,
headphones,
okay.
Everyone. Those are great.
You
know, we're wearing them right now in the
studio. We are. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Okay, good deal. And what's your favorite music to listen to?
I like to listen to All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a classic.
And what does she want for Christmas in that song? What does she want?
I want you.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Terrific. Good. Well, I don't know if I can get her you because I don't know who that is, but we will try to get you some headphones so you can enjoy your music. Anything else?
I really want LED lights too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
I think we're in good shape on that one, aren't we, Sam?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, we got lots of those.
Merry Christmas,
Claire.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that was great talking to Claire. But you know, there are other places in the state. Camp Douglas, I know there's places. There's children in the Camp Douglas area.
Yes,
Santa likes to camp.
Indeed, yes, I do, and I like people named Douglas, so it all works out. So could this be a 9-year-old? Could this be Bentley?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And Bentley's enthusiastic. How you doing?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Santa.
Well, thank you. What would you like to have for Christmas this year?
I would like LEDs. I would really love a VR headset, and also I would love a big jujitsu with three goo fillings.
Ah.
Very specific.
Very specific. Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. VR headset. Oh,
you know,
we've got
a whole headphone headset department.
Really?
Yeah. You haven't been back there, I guess?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
You should try it out.
I assume VR means very Rudolph. Is that right?
No, Santa.
These headphones are more Rudolphy.
Get with the times.
Oh, okay. They don't let me play the virtual reality games because, you know, I just I end up knocking stuff over and it doesn't go well.
So the LED, you said LED, Bentley. Were you talking about LED lights?
Yeah.
Where are you going to put those LED lights?
I am going to put them around my room walls.
Energy efficient.
You're gonna have your own light show.
You know, my daughter Emily does the same thing in her room, but she's quite a bit older than Bentley.
Yeah.
But she's got those LED lights cascading around the room, and it looks pretty cool.
I like that idea.
That would be really cool. Wow. All right.
Well, Bentley, do you have any other requests?
I would really like something for my mom and dad.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice of you. What do you think they might like?
I my mom would like, I think my mom would like a 100% coupon on Starbucks.
Oh, wow. I don't know if they give 100% coupons, but let's see what we can do.
I think they're called gift cards.
Gift cards,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mama's run on caffeine.
Yeah, I've heard that. Oh, my. Okay. And how about your dad?
He would like $1,000 of dollars.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. How many zeros is that?
That's, $1,000.
$1,000. That is three zeros. Now, here's the thing. The elves are not allowed to manufacture fake dollar bills.
We can't do that.
We would get into so much trouble. So we're not going to be able to do that, I think. But we'll see if we can come up with something.
Maybe a Lego set?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a photo of a $1,000 bill.
A photo of a $1,000 bill. Or could be Monopoly money. We can do it that way. All right, Starbucks and $1,000. Very good.
Bentley, thank you.
No problem.
Thanks, Bentley.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, so nice to hear from Bentley. And, we're going to go outside the state, which we do. We have lots of listeners from all over the place.
You do, Larry. You've got listeners all over the place.
Boyne City, Michigan.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Set your geography to the Boyne City.
Okay.
GPS that.
And let's see here. Could this be AJ? And did I spell that correctly?
Oh,
little joke.
Hi,
there.
Hi, AJ. Is AJ there?
Are you there?
Hi.
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 Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you. You are pretty good this year? You have a good year?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like there's another person there.
I think so, yeah. I think we're talking to two people.
Yeah. Oh.
It's my sister.
Oh, it's your sister.
Oh, okay.
How old is your sister?
Good. Two.
She's two.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, tell her Merry Christmas, too.
What would you like for Christmas?
A yo-yo and a skateboard.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Now,
yeah.
If you do both at the same time, can you send us a video?
Yeah.
Can you yo-yo and skateboard
Remember
at the same time?
Remember when you tried that, Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't work when I do it. All right. Well, that sounds like those sound like two really fun things to be able to do. Yeah.
AJ, thank you very much
calling.
Yes. Appreciate your call.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Santa and Elf Jingle, our guest today, answering all the phone calls from our children listening to WPR. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking today with Santa Claus and his main elf, the head elf, the one that's on top of all of the other elves. Let's put it that way. Jingle.
That's right. That's right.
I wouldn't say that. Yes. I'm just in charge of everything.
We refer to her as your elfness.
Well, Jingle, I've got to ask you a question. I've heard that Santa drives a motorcycle around. He may not want to mention that, but I wondered, what type of motorcycle does he drive?
You found out the inside scoop, because Santa's really just a big kid at heart. But, yeah, not a lot of people know this, but Santa drives a Harley Davidson.
A Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Cora sent Santa an e-letter, and Cora's 8 years old in second grade. She has some questions. How many elves are working for you, Santa?
Yes, yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you manage them. I don't even think we've ever counted.
Let me see. 11-D-2.
11-D-2.
There
you go.
11-D-2.
Yeah. All right. So do elves make the toys, and do you also go shopping for toys?
They make everything. Yeah, they make everything. I mean, sometimes we have to buy parts.
Yeah.
But no, they put together everything. They are really something.
And how tall are the elves? Cora wants to know.
Well, they vary in height, of course, just like people do. So they're all individuals, and so they range from small to smallity small to really, really small.
Oh, that makes
sense.
And
that's how we have clothes, too. They're small, they're smallity small, and that's how we, like, size up our shoes, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the final is, how do you get down the chimney?
Oh, well... Yeah.
There's a little bit of magic involved. It depends now, you know, on the size of the chimney, but that's not the hard part. The funny thing is, people don't realize this, but the hard part is if people have a really steeply slanted roof, keeping that sleigh up there from sliding off, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
And so once we get that figured out, and the reindeer are very good about this, then it's up to me to get down the chimney, and it's, you know, it's not too bad. We don't look forward to doing washing my clothes afterward. Because it's full of soot.
Pretty bad. Yeah. There's a lot of bungee cords and pulleys and ropes involved when it comes to keeping
all
that sleigh up there.
All kinds of stuff.
Well, Cora says she should be on the nice list, and so should Maeve. Maeve says, I love you. And Cora has her Christmas list waiting for you by their fireplace. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well.
Let's go to Waukesha next. I think we've got a girl there.
Now this is I remember she has a very pretty name. I think it's Alicia. That's what it is.
Oh, Alicia?
Did I get that right?
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Did I get your name right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I don't like it when I get the name wrong. I feel bad. How are you doing? You enjoying winter?
Yep, I love winter. It's one of my favorite holidays.
Yay.
Oh, terrific. Yay. Great. You must like the snow then. What's your favorite thing to do outside? Are you a sledder or a skater?
I really like having a snowball fight with my friend that lives on top of the hill.
Oh.
And we use her sled to go down my hill together.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
Yippee.
Wow.
I love that.
Okay, good deal. Wow. Well, I'm glad you and I aren't in a snowball fight right now. I have a feeling I would lose. What's on your Christmas list?
I want an art set.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
You must be an artist.
It's my favorite subject in school.
Oh, nice. Drawing or painting, or what kind of art do you do?
I do drawing.
Great. Okay. Anything else on your list?
I want a Chromebook.
Oh.
Ooh, a Chromebook.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, those are fun.
They're made of chrome?
I think so. Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. We know.
Yeah, they take the chrome off of a 1962 Studebaker, and then they pound it down. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right, very good.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Alicia.
Yeah, thank you, Alicia.
Uh-huh.
And maybe our previous caller would inspire you to draw a picture of somebody operating a skateboard while also doing a yo-yo trick.
Down a mountain.
Down a mountain. There you go.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yeah. Alicia.
Thank you for calling. Well, let's move right on to Wausau. We're back to Wausau.
Wausau. Wow.
Ever been to a place where there was a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old in Wausau?
Oh my gosh. I have. Although what's funny is I'm pretty sure last year they were 6-2. I don't know how this keeps happening. But I'm going to go with I think it's Scarlett and Owen.
Oh. And I what? Is that right?
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh, yay. Who have we got here? Is this Owen?
Yep.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Well, thank you. What's on your Christmas list?
Patrick Mahomes jersey and Nike shoes.
Okay. You can run fast.
Yeah. Run fast with your jersey on. All right. Hi. Is this Scarlett?
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. Yay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you. Do you have something you'd like for Christmas that you can tell us?
I want to get one. Well, I ate myself, and then I was eating pocket shells.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds
awesome.
Fun.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Good deal. Anything else?
You want anything else?
Skating. Skittles.
Santa likes those.
I do.
I like those too.
Yeah.
Wait, I'll remember that for next year.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll know they're good because I always sample them before they go out. Make sure they're of good quality.
Scarlett, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you for calling. Well, we always have lots of callers, and you know what? I think we've got two kids from Wisconsin Rapids, Rhiannon and Raina. Rhiannon is 9 and Raina is 5, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So let's go there.
Okay.
Rhiannon?
Yeah.
Hi. Hello. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
How are things in Wisconsin Rapids? Probably everything moves fast there, right?
Sometimes.
Rapid joke.
Okay, well, you have a little rapid joke there. What's on your Christmas list?
Christmas.
Oh, shall I? Yeah? Can somebody else tell us, maybe?
What do you want for Christmas, Rhiannon?
Go ahead and tell them, though.
Rhiannon's...
That's okay.
A little shy. You can tell us.
Okay.
She's a little scared. Do you want to tell us that?
Somebody else can...
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What would you like for Christmas?
I want a unicorn camera.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nice. Anything else?
Anything else?
Yes.
What is it?
I want a Christmas song.
A Christmas song?
A Christmas doll.
A Christmas doll.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Well, we've got all different kinds. So
yeah,
I don't know,
have
Jingle,
a doll
you're
department
gonna...
for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we're gonna have
but
to.
A,
okay.
A Christmas one.
A Christmas doll.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Maybe her name will be Holly.
Maybe. There you go. Yes.
Well, Merry Christmas, and thank you for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. All right.
Ah.
Got a couple of shy ones there,
yeah.
But we got it. All
yeah.
right.
All
good
right.
deal.
I used to be shy, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
I know, right?
Wow.
But you know what helps with that?
Caffeine.
Yeah. Well, I don't do caffeine,
oh,
but
okay.
I like cookies.
Cookies.
Cookies make me
Sugar.
Happy.
Sugar, yes.
Well, cookies make me happy, and then
They make me happy,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
And I know from experience that you're a very good cookie maker.
Oh, thank you so Jingle. Much. Yeah. Chocolate chip's my favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, I could always eat. In fact, let's eat some right now. I'm kidding. I can wait.
And I think we're all done, are we? Yeah, I think we're done.
Okay.
So we are going to move on. And we're going to go to Fort Atkinson because I think there's an 11-year-old there. Do you know any 11-year-olds?
Oh, my gosh, yes. We love going to Fort Atkinson. And I think it's Kira that we might be talking to there. Is this Kira?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
You too.
Hi.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Do you have some snow out there in Fort Atkinson?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Good deal. Winter is always more fun when you've got some snow to play in. Do you have some things you'd like to get for Christmas, Kira? She's thinking. She's thinking.
Well, a TV is a big thing, but my old TV is like kind of bad. The brightness, the darkness on the TV doesn't produce really good. So,
Geez, too bad we couldn't send an elf over. I bet they could
fix it.
That. But but they're all kind of busy. But okay, yeah.
A TV that's bright.
A TV that's bright.
Making spirits bright.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Bright, like I wish I was more. Anything else on your list, Kira?
Definitely a new room.
A new room? Like four walls? Like that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. A whole room. I don't think we've had anybody ask for a room before.
Yeah.
Okay. So is your family like okay with this? Like you want
the house?
You want the elves to just do an add-on? Okay.
We could be there for a while.
We're gonna okay.
I think we need a building permit too.
That's an unusual request. Well, you know, hey, how are the elves at constructing?
I think we'd have to get a building permit. And
right.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. Remember, Kira, they're elves. So, I mean, this room, you could end up with
size.
A tiny little room made of popsicle sticks or something. Don't keep your expectations low.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for calling, Kira.
Merry Christmas.
Did we lose her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There she
Merry
is.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
We had another email from somebody wondering, Jason wonders, what is your nationality, Santa Claus?
Most people would consider me to be North Polish.
North Polish.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I like that.
Yes, exactly.
All right, on to other things. Let's go to River Falls. And we've got a 6-year-old in River Falls, I believe.
Ah, that might be Hank. Am I right?
Hi, Santa.
Hey, hello, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
I'm here with my brothers, Mason and Evan.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello there.
Hi.
So say hi to them for me as well. Unless they want to talk to me personally, you know, that would be okay too. But what?
I want a drone with a camera on the bottom so I can see Hank.
So you can see what?
You can see things.
So I can see things.
Oh,
see things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are things. So, it's nice to be able to see them.
Yeah, well, we use drones because, you know, there's like the toy shop is so big. So sometimes I got to know what's going on in the back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and sometimes you don't want to know what's going on in the back.
I just send the drone down there.
The elves playing with the Legos. Cool. All right. So that a drone with a camera on it. All right. We got that. We got that on the list. Anything else?
I want a hoverboard, please.
Hoverboard.
Oh wow. Whee! Okay. That sounds like fun. Wow. What happens if you fall off a hoverboard, by the way, dude?
You stop hovering.
You stop hovering. Yeah.
I can speak from personal experience on that.
Oh.
Uh-oh, Larry.
I talked right over Hank. Hank, I'm sorry. Would you repeat? What else did you want?
So is Evan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that... So Evan is Evan's
coming. Oh, Evan, okay.
Spidey slipper.
Something.
Spidey slippers?
Oh, Spidey slippers? Yeah. Is that what he said? Oh, okay. Okay, very good.
You want to climb up the wall.
So, yeah. So that's slippers that have spiders in them? I'm not sure why.
Don't worry, Sam. That would I got be, it.
Oh, you got it? Okay, good. Because that sounds kind of gross to me. I don't know.
and we all want a trampoline.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh, yes. Wow. Remember that year you jumped on the trampoline, Santa?
Yeah, we don't weigh. My left hip still hurts from that. Okay, good deal. And then so I think I get the idea now. You're gonna put the drone above the trampoline so that you can watch the action from above, and that sounds great, and learn tricks.
I like that.
Yeah.
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 Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you all.
Kids, thank you so much. Well, that was nice. So three we got there, Hank, Nathan, and Evan, from River Falls. And we have someone from Waukesha. I'm not quite sure. I think it might be Danae. Danae, who's on the phone maybe. Hello, what's your name?
Danae,
all right. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Danae.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. What do you want for Christmas this year?
A hoverboard and shoes and clothes.
Ah, another hoverboard. Wow. Okay. And shoes and clothes. Okay. So you're going to let the elves pick some stuff?
It might be a little small.
Well, hopefully they won't give you elf size. But is there anything, any specific kind of clothes you want or need?
No, I have clothes. It's just some of my stuff I grew out of. So I just like more.
Okay.
Yeah,
that happens. You grow bigger and the clothes don't. It's just all right, cool.
I like that. That's good.
Very good. We'll try to find some stuff that fits. That's great. Anything else?
Not really. Okay. I just really like clothes.
Okay.
Nice. Awesome. Well,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, my. The hoverboards they're really popular
this year.
They're
dangerous, though, if you don't know what you're doing. You need to be flexible and late and
young. I wonder if there's a story there, Larry.
Right.
I feel like there's a Larry story.
I think there is a story there, yeah.
Well, I would say a good 3 seconds.
Okay.
On the hoverboard?
Okay.
It might have only been two.
Okay.
And I decided that I wanted to live. So.
Yes.
No more hoverboards. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I would try that.
Let's go to another call from Schaulsberg this time.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. Could we be maybe talking to Marcus?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. Very good. Yeah, we are ready for Christmas, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. And what would you like to have for Christmas?
I would like a Star Wars Lego set.
Ah.
And I would also like some pickles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
What kind of pickles?
Like, yeah.
Like a big one?
Any kind. Pickles.
You're a big pickle.
I just like pickles.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Pickle.
That sounds
pickle.
Okay. Wow. Sounds good. So Star Wars, Legos, and pickles. That's an interesting combination. Good deal. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right.
That's simple.
Marcus, well, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it.
May the force and the pickles be with you.
Santa, you know, so funny.
When I was younger, we all of the kids, I had two brothers and a sister, and we all loved olives.
Mm.
And one year, Santa Claus brought each of us our own jar of olives.
Wow. Mm.
I was saving my olives.
Wow.
I took a couple where my brother Dennis decided to eat his almost all. And so when I went to look for my olive jar, I noticed that it was half full. And he said he mistakenly took my olive jar. And I said, how could you mistake a full jar for one that's only a third full anymore?
Yeah, that
and
seems...
he was not able to answer that question.
He decided to be naughty.
Was.
Santa, you'll have to bring more olives for Larry this year.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's my sad Christmas story.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember when you brought Larry those olives?
Yeah. Olive
yes.
Right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, I left them for you, and I think you enjoyed those. We caught you red-handed with the pimentos.
And, you know, it made no difference at all, and that's why that some 50 years later or longer, I still remember that Christmas.
Right. Well, you know, it's not often one has to endure an olive theft. It's traumatic. I understand, Larry.
Poor
it's...
Larry.
Oh, well, poor me. But I tell you what, I'm happy me because we have with us today Santa Claus and Jingle, and you can join in too. 800-642-1234. Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking with Santa Claus today on the show at his elf, Jingle. Oh, there he is, ringing his bells again. You know, Santa, you had a little issue before you came, a day or two before you came.
Yeah, it was just yesterday.
Just yesterday.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, you know, the whole thing, I could tell you the story, but you know what's funny is one of the things the elves makes are these Ring doorbells that have
ring
a camera and a microphone on them. And so we actually had the whole adventure recorded. But yeah, we had a little visit from the local North Pole police, and it was not serious, but you know, the elves letting off a little steam. But well, we can just play the ringtone audio for you.
Well, hello, Officer Noah. What brings you out on this chilly night?
Hi, Santa. We have a little issue, thing...
Oh my gosh, what is it?
Your sleigh? Well, it's stuck pretty badly. It's in a huge snowbank over on Candy Cane Lane.
Candy Cane Lane? But how did it get there? All the reindeer are in our living room having hot cocoa. So who could have pulled the... elves!
Hey, Santa!
Officer Noah tells me the sleigh is stuck in a snowbank, and since all the reindeer are here,
It's fine.
Elves, what happened?
It was sort of like a contest, I guess? More like a bet, really.
We were challenged.
And we lost. We lost.
Oh, what was this, bet?
Rudolph bet us we couldn't do it. and by it being pull the sleigh. To be fair, we did get it moving.
What were you doing?
About 40, 45. We just didn't know the other part, you know, how to stop.
I could cite them for reckless sleighing.
Oh, please, please, Officer, Christmas is in just 2 days.
It's okay, I'll let this go with a warning so you can get ready for Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
And I have 3 caribou and a walrus working on pulling the sleigh out right now.
Oh, that's great. So, how damaged is it?
I mean, it's just disappointing. It'll be fine.
Elves, how damaged is it?
It's as pretty as a painting.
Oh, Norman Rockwell, Currier and Ives?
Picasso.
Oh.
Good night, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, officer.
Picasso. You know,
the elf, that's, you know, right. That's never a good sign. You know, the nose is over here, the ear is over there. Yeah, so the elves, luckily, you know, they build things for a living, so they were able to put the sleigh back in one piece. But that was, gave us a little scare.
Well, we have more callers.
Oh, great.
So let's go to Madison next.
Madison,
lots
wow.
of kids in Madison. One's 6 years old, at
okay.
least.
Okay. Wow. And that might be Lucas, I would think. Is that right?
Hello.
Santa.
Hi, Lucas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. And you're right here in Madison, huh?
Yes.
Great. Well, that's where we are, too. What's on your Christmas list for this year?
A watch.
Yeah. Oh, any particular kind? Do you like digital ones or analog ones?
Mickey Mouse.
Yep,
tell you. I don't know.
The time.
What?
The time?
Time.
And how many steps do you take?
What?
How many steps?
Time.
What?
How many steps do you take?
Oh.
Yeah, keep track of the steps
how
you take.
How many steps you take?
Yes, okay.
I've got one
yes.
of those.
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus got me one of those, and and she yeah, checks she checks every night to see if I'm getting my steps in. So that sounds great.
Anything else?
No.
No.
Okay.
Just a watch.
All right. That's it. Just a watch. A watch to keep track of steps and probably the time as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. That sounds great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
That's so nice.
Nothing.
Thank you.
Nothing like a little mom coaching. I
yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in, Lucas. Well, we're going to go to West Bend next for a call, and we'll see. Do you know anybody in West Bend?
I know lots of children in West Bend. I'm guessing this might be Preston. I think I was kind of expecting a call from Preston.
Okay.
Am I right?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Merry Christmas, Preston.
I want a green Jeep, a Transformer green Jeep, and I want some Legos and some Hot Wheels.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Nice. All Legos, right.
Hot Wheel Transformers. Okay.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Cool. All right. I like how you just jumped right into that. What's that?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. All right. So Legos, Hot Wheels, and Transformers?
That's what
wow.
I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. So the Transformers could transform into Legos, and then this is so confused.
Not how it works.
Oh, okay. I get so confused. All right.
Preston, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Preston.
And you know what? We have not been to Antigo yet.
Oh.
And we have a caller from Antigo, so I think we should go there to Potato Country.
Now, is there a counter town called Progo? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. I'm going to guess then that we're probably going to talk to Dakota.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
They've got the volume up on that.
I think so.
Dakota, how old are you?
Four.
Four.
Sounds right. Like you're going on 40.
Yeah, right. Right. You know, there's four and then there's four. What would you like for Christmas?
I get a sea car. I like sea cars.
Yeah.
I have one for.
Oh, cool.
C-car, E-car.
Okay. Wow, the whole alphabet.
C-car.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's all I'm going to get for Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Fair enough, you know. Keep the list short and sweet. I like it. Very good. Well, thank you for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Marcia wants to know if the reindeer ever get tired of flying at night.
Oh, boy. Well, no. I mean, they are so excited to be able to bring the gifts to the children. And people don't really realize this, but they do a little working out to build up for it.
They're very prepared.
They are good. Yep, they are good, and they've got, you know, they got Rudolph's red nose to light the way, and they've been working out and lifting little reindeer weights. They're in good shape.
We've got maybe time for one more call from Katie in Stevens Point.
Terrific.
You say hi, Katie?
Hi, Katie. Hi, Merry Christmas.
Oh, she's going to be shy now?
Oh.
That's okay.
That's all right. Hey, Katie, it's all right. You can tell us what you want for Christmas.
You got to talk loud. I'm driving, so we're trying to do this.
Okay. Well, keep your eyes on the road here. You don't want to run into any reindeer.
Right? I got voice command, yeah.
Oh, good deal. I wish I did.
Katie, what would you like for Christmas?
Talk loud. You got to talk louder, sweetheart.
Okay.
Can you hear her?
No.
Yeah, well, kind of heard.
Kind of heard, but couldn't make it all out, so maybe you could interpret for us.
What did you say, Katie? She wants a new dog bone for her two puppies that she's got.
Oh, terrific.
Oh.
You know, I have a special place in my heart for children who look out for the pets, and that's very, very sweet. So we'll try to do that for you.
Katie, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Appreciate it very much.
Yes, thank you for taking care of the puppies.
Yeah.
Give them a scratch behind the ear for me.
Well, Santa and Elf Jingle, here we are out of time.
Oh, my gosh. It goes so fast.
Sad. It goes really fast.
Yeah.
But you'll come back and I hope next year. And
we will plan to come back next year,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Santa Claus and his Elf Jingle. And a lot of special people helping us out today, especially from Madison, Barb Schlafer and Buzz Kemper. We couldn't do this without their help. And of course, Jeff Robbins, our technical director today, Clara Neipertz, our producer today. Great to have them with us and great to have you listening in today. Thank you so much for all the calls. Merry Christmas. And we'll be back with another show down the road.